interest to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission Le Mans with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On today's Ours to Protect, we take a look at two of the companies who are working to create more sustainability through the Bordenamona Green Accelerate programme. The initiative aims to support companies interested in developing products and services based on green innovations. You can find out more about this on ourstoprotect.ie and on Midlands 103, which includes fact sheets about carbon dioxide and its impact on the environment and enhancing oxygenisation in water to reduce carbon. Adrian Costigan of Neg 8 Carbon has been speaking with Midlands 103's Chloe Farrell.
We're developing technology to extract carbon dioxide from the atmosphere to reverse climate change. The technology that we're developing sucks in the atmospheric air, and then the air goes through filters, and there's a material within the filters that actually clings on to the carbon dioxide. And then when we heat up that material, we can extract the CO2 from it. And then that CO2 we can either store permanently by sequestering it underground, or combining it, for example, with construction materials such as concrete. Or it can be upgraded to food grade, because it's quite pure CO2 that's coming out. And then we can replace all the fossil fuel generated CO2 that's been used in food beverage.
Will it be a long period of time before it could have a great impact on the levels that are in the atmosphere?
Yeah, so our technology is really, we're a little bit ahead of the game. Our technology will come into play when all the emissions reductions, the low-hanging fruit, have already been done, and the last 10% cannot be removed from industry, for example, or from transportation. And that's where capturing the CO2 from the ambient air and removing it from that source is where our technology will come in. So as well as the last 10%, our technology will be needed to create the negative emissions, to remove all of the carbon dioxide that was emitted over the last century of the industrial revolution. So one of the things, as being part of the Accelerated Green Programme, it has really helped us to focus on our own sustainability and how we as a company can operate in a more sustainable way. But not only that, it's also made us sit back and look at our design and our technology, and how can we incorporate sustainability into that across the supply chain of the technology.
Okay. What will be the main effects of carbon dioxide in the long term?
So carbon dioxide is one of many greenhouse gases that have been emitted over the last number of years, and it takes up about 65% of greenhouse gases. And what the greenhouse gases do is that they contribute to the heating of the world, and that heating is what's causing climate change. So we need to, if we can focus on the carbon dioxide, it's the biggest ticket item, and it'll have the biggest impact in the shortest space of time.
Hi, I'm John Favier. I'm CEO of Nanobox. We produce equipment for adding oxygen to water, aerating water, using the oxygen in the air to increase the dissolved oxygen in water. Well, aeration of water is used in a very wide range of bio industries, aquaculture, irrigated crops, wastewater treatment. And they're all continuously aerated. This is a high operational cost and uses a lot of electricity. It's estimated about 2% of global electricity production is used to aerate water. So our technology substantially reduces the amount of energy required to get the oxygen into the water. So we anticipate having a big impact on reducing the carbon emissions associated with electricity production and energy usage more widely in adding oxygen to water. Primarily, existing technologies use big compressors to blow air into the water, or paddle wheels to mechanically mix the air into the water, and then the oxygen dissolves from the air bubbles into the water. Both of those are highly energy intensive.
And what have you done through the Accelerate Green Programme?
Well, the Accelerate Green Programme, we've been able to look at our businesses strategically, to understand them, in terms of how our impact on sustainability and carbon emissions, and think about how we can respond to that in terms of business development, and I suppose an appreciation that I've got gained of how increasingly important sustainability is and reduction of carbon emissions is to our customers, effectively.
And how does it differ from the way other water treatment facilities work?
It differs because it is a fundamentally different way of generating bubbles. What we do is create extremely small bubbles at nanoscale. They're called nanobubbles, so they're about 1,000th the diameter of the bubbles you would have seen in a pint of Guinness, for example. They're a micron scale, so they're extremely small. But the general relationship is the smaller the bubbles, the faster you'll get the oxygen into the water, but the more energy it costs to make them. So up to now, the making of very small bubbles, so these very small bubbles are very efficient at getting the oxygen to the water, but they're up to now they've been very costly to make them. We've come at this in a very completely different way. We use electricity to generate the nanobubbles in the water, and we can use the amount of electricity we use is the same as the power of a light bulb. So we can run these from a battery. They can be powered with renewable energy as well. So that's over a tenfold reduction in the energy cost.
And that was John Fabrier from Nanobox and Adrian Costigan, who's the Chief Commercial Officer of Negate 8 Carbon. The two companies are taking part in the Bord na Mona Green Accelerate programme and are working on solutions to protect the environment. You can find out more on irstoprotect.ie and on Midlands 103, where there's fact sheets on carbon dioxide and its impact on the environment and enhancing oxygenation in water to reduce carbon.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioning the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.